Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear ones, welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. You are with us to talk about the characteristics of the pious ones in the sermon delivered by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. This section is about the sadness in the heart of pious ones. قلوبهم محزونة. Their hearts are grieved. Their hearts are sad. I start with this hadith, in this saying of the Prophet, which says, الدُّنْيَا سَجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. The world is the prison of a believer, and جَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, and the paradise of the disbeliever. From the same likeness, I would like to explain and elaborate on why a pious person is grieved. It is the same thing that you can find in a prisoner. For a prisoner, there is a deep sadness always seated in his heart. Although he may eat, he may drink water, breathe, and have some kind of blessings in the prison, but never he is happy, all happy, is not happy to the extent, because he is in prison. He wants to be free and go out. Going out of the prison is the final goal for a prisoner. Therefore, the likeness is the same when we compare this world and the other world. This world is limited, everything is limited, the time is limited, the blessings are limited in their quality and quantity. You cannot reach a blessing other than by departing another one. This is the nature of this world. The absolute pleasure, the absolute happiness can be only found in the hereafter. Therefore, for a person who believes in the hereafter and has attention to the hereafter, there is always, you can say, a slight sadness, not something that cover everything in life. It is a deep and a slight sadness that is seated in heart. Why I say it does not cover everything and does not shadow everything? Because we have a hadith that says a believer has happiness as well. At the same time that a believer has sadness, has happiness as well. But it says, Al-Mu'minu Bushruhu aw Bishruhu fi wajhihi. For a believer, his happiness shines in his face. وَحُزْنُهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. And his grief, in his sadness, is seated in his heart. Therefore, by no means a believer or a pious person never smiles. No. Happiness exists. He talks with people. He smiles with people. He has happiness as well. But at the same time, there is a deep sadness seated in the heart, and that is because he is on the way. He have not reached the goal of life. When he reaches the goal of life, it's a time for all happiness. This is a teaching, and noteworthy teaching in Islam, that you should never become much happy and much sad. You should be moderate in both of them. In the Quran, we read that everything that is ordained and decided, it is written in a book before it happens. And that is because we want you not to be so happy when you reach to a blessing in this world, and not to be sad when you lose it. And the reason is that blessings and wanted things, desirable things in this world, are means of life and means of exam. And the losing of them also is a situation in which we are examined. Therefore, neither one is the main thing to be sad for or to be happy for. We become sad, we become happy, but the absolute happiness, or God forbid, sadness, is in the hereafter. Let me narrate a question that one of the companions of the Prophet was faced with. Somebody asked Abu Zar, peace be upon him, that why we hate death. He said, because you have paid all your attention to the world, you have built up the world, and you have ruined the hereafter. Therefore, you don't like to transfer from a palace or from a city to a ruin. But if you build up the hereafter, and you have the worldly things to the extent you need it, then you will be eager to get to the hereafter. As you may remember, we talked about this fact that the pious people are so eager to the hereafter that if it was not the time that is written for their life, their soul never stayed in their bodies, even for a glance of eye. This is one of the characters that always exist in the heart of the believers. And I add another point, that about the Quran, it is said that the Quran is sent down with sadness. Therefore, recite the Quran with sadness. And the reason is the same thing, as if a prisoner is thinking and reviewing the way he may be freed in a, let's say, a daydream, or when he reviews the goal to go out of the prison and to be freed, he is sad by talking about it. At the same time, he has eagerness as well. Therefore, when we recite the Quran, it is recommended to recite the Quran in a sad voice. And sad voice by itself invite us to think about the world, about our destination, and so forth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
Sallallahu alayhi
salli
ala Rasulullah
ya Rabbana salli ala